Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Every team, every topic, everywhere, this is Believe.
What up, UTK Potters? Welcome back to the program. I'm your host, Sky Guasco. This is episode 498 of the Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. I'm here once again with my man, Alex Benavides, a.k.a. The Real AB, as they call him on the streets. I think, I can't remember, did Antonio Brown have to get a waiver from you or a trademark call? I can't remember how that all went down. Either way, The Real AB in the place with us tonight, sitting in for his brother, Christopher Benavides, who is usually on with us. We're breaking down the TCK roster rundowns. Alex and I just got done with the week 10 game previews, so if you want to check that out, dial it back one episode as well. Alex, we've been doing this a couple times now, man. We're just going to run through these rosters quickly. Let us know if anybody's on the bench you'd rather swap in, any injury concerns, guys coming off of IR, going on IR. There's a lot to have happen in these games here. We got Thursday night football kicking off in just a few minutes, so see if we can blast it out. Before we get going, man, for anyone new to the podcast or new to the Commish Fantasy Football brand, please let everybody know where they can find your content and the rest of the Commish team.
Yeah, bro. So you can check us out at the Commish FFP on all things podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Check us out, www.thecommishbrand.com. All of our social media platforms, podcast platforms are on that website. While you're at it, check out the newsletter. Drops every Tuesday. All you got to do is subscribe. It is free. Quick 5-minute read. While you're at it, check out the merch. Maybe you'll come down with a nice hat.
Ooh. Nice Commish hat. I have two Commish hats. One of them I wear to work every day, and I work construction right now. It is destroyed. And you as a baseball player, my man, can, I think, respect the sweat lines and all that from the baseball.
Yeah.
My hat looks like that, but it's from working construction in the sun. I can't wait to show you this hat, dude. It's like archival right now. It's falling apart. The other one, it's the green one. Pristine condition. I wear it to only my finest date nights. It's nice and crisp. Love that. But make sure you get yourself a Commish brand hat. All right, y'all. Let's get into the TCK Listener League, Veteran League roster breakdown. Of course, I'm going to share my screen here. I'm going to run off these rosters to you. Alex is going to help fix them up for us. All right, we'll start with mine again. Comes up first in the queue. Here we go. I'm 7-2 in the league so far. First place in the Veteran League of the TCK Pod Listener League. Going up against my man Jay Kerr at 2-7. I'm going with Captain Brady off of the bye week this week. Dalvin Cook, assuming he plays. Alexander Mattison as well, because I'm hurting a running back. DK Metcalf off the bye. CeeDee Lamb, Darren Waller, Jalen Waddle tonight. Ryan Tannehill, Rams defense. Devin Singletary, James Robinson, and Van Jefferson, Pat Freiermuth on the bench. Anybody I should swap in?
I'm surprised you're not starting your boy, Devin Singletary.
I am considering it, and I might do that by the time we're over on this episode, but Jalen Waddle in a PPR league is hard to pass up.
I like it.
All right. Let's move on to the other side here. Jay Kerr going with Mahomes. Now he has Edmonds out. He has Murray out, so he needs some running back help. Hopkins, Samuel, Evan Ingram on a bye. Need to swap that out as well. Landry, Allen, and the Chargers defense. So he's got Sony Michel he could put in, Kendrick Bourne, Rob Gronkowski if he plays, and Jalen Reagor. Need some help here. He's at 2-7. Not a lot of options. How can we fix this roster?
Take out all the bye weeks and just kind of plug and play from there. You know, I mean.
So basically take out the players that aren't playing and then put in players that are playing, and that should help.
Yeah.
That should help generate some points. All right. Yeah. All right. I love it. Hot analysis here on the TCK Pod. All right. Hawk Dholladay going up against Brady for Prez. Hawk going with Derek Carr, Eckler, Josh Jacobs, Cup, Amari Cooper, Dan Arnold, Terry McLaurin, Baker Mayfield, Ravens defense, and your boy J.D. McKissick, Damian Harris, Mark Ingram, Jacoby Myers, Browns defense on the back end here, a lot of nice bench pieces. Would you start up any of those guys for either Josh Jacobs or let's see in the flex, maybe Dan Arnold. I think he's got pretty much his best squad there.
Yeah, I like that one. Yep.
Okay. Let's move over to the other side here. Brady for Prez. No quarterback as of now. Of course, that'll be fixed. Alvin Kamara, assuming he plays, but he does have a knee injury. Najee Harris, Stephon Diggs, Tyler Lockett with Russ back. Hawkinson, McCaffrey, Wentz, who we both like at cornerback against the Jacksonville Jaguars this week. And your Patriots defense against the Browns. Cam Newton picked up off waivers, now on the Panthers again. If you missed that, he will probably be that quarterback. If not, he's got Donovan Peoples-Jones and he's got Claypool on the bench, but I'm worried he won't be able to play this week with a toe injury.
Yeah, I think this is probably his best lineup moving forward for this week.
Okay, let's get out here on to Hyde and Zeke and no Sue for you. Zeke going with Bridgewater, Melvin Gordon, Aaron Jones, Pittman, Hollywood Brown tonight, Kelsey, D'Ernest Johnson filling in for Nick Chubb as of right now. Big Ben and Dallas defense. Teddy, he's got Brissett, Kenyon Drake, Jordan Howard, you know, Benjamin, Ramondre Stevenson, AB on the bench. A lot of nice bench pieces, but I'm not sure I would play anybody over his starting lineup.
Yeah, it's actually a really good team. I like it.
I agree. Sitting at 5-4, though, for Zeke. All right, team Nosu for you. Heinicke, Devonta Freeman tonight. Cordarrelle Patterson, Thielen, Deontay Johnson, Ertz, Elijah Moore, Zach Moss, if he plays, and then the Steelers defense. He's got Carlos Hyde, Ty Johnson, Odell Beckham now with the Rams on the bench as well. Would you fire up Odell Beckham if he plays or roll with Zach Moss, who might be out in this game regardless?
I thought Odell Beckham wasn't slated to play or could.
I don't believe he is. I don't think he's going to play. I don't know if he's eligible to play, but if he were on Monday Night Football, he does have a 7.66
points.
Yeah, it's a projection at least. So we'll see. I thought he wasn't eligible, but if he does play, would you play him or Zach Moss?
I think I'd probably go with Odell.
Go with Odell. I agree there. Okay, let's move on here. Dweez Nuts gets the first win of the season. My man off the schneid. Yikes. Been a rough one for Dweez. 1-8 going up against President Richard Mixon. 5-4. Dweez going with Mike White, Daryl Henderson, Bolden, Evans, Jamar Jefferson, Justin Jefferson, Pitts, Corey Davis, Cousins, and the Cardinals defense, and Gainwell, your boy Agnew, and Goddard on the bench. Any subs here?
Who does he have as a flex?
Corey Davis.
Honestly, I think I'd probably start Goddard over Corey Davis in the flex.
Okay. Goddard over Corey Davis. I like it. All right, let's go with Josh Allen on the other side here for Mixon. Josh Allen, Mike Davis, Miles Gaskin tonight, Robert Woods, Hunter Renfrow, Mark Andrews, Julio Jones, assuming he plays, Mac Jones, and the Buccaneers defense. And Cole Beasley, Robbie Anderson, Tim Patrick on the bench.
I think I'd probably throw in Cole Beasley in for Julio.
Man, rough. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Lucas Kacer, 4-5. Curley, 5-4. Lucas going with Stafford, Javonte Williams, and Elijah Mitchell. Cortland Sutton, Tyreek Hill, Tyler Higbee, Davante Adams with Rodgers back, Matt Ryan, Tennessee defense. He's got Ricky Seals-Jones, Conklin, and Hardman on the bench. Looks like the best squad.
Yep.
Okay, Curley on the other side, Jackson, Elliott, Connor coming off of 3 tutties, A.J. Brown, Mike Williams, who we both like as a bounce back. Dawson Knox could be back in the lineup here for the Bills. CEH, if active, and then Jalen Hurts in the Saints defense. Darrell Williams, A.J. Dillon, Marvin Jones, T.Y. Hilton, Russell Gage, Marquez Callaway. A lot of options there on the bench.
See, that CEH kind of scares me. For one, I mean, Derek Gore has been playing very well. I don't think CEH is going to see much workload considering they found 2 running backs then can actually do the job. I think I'd probably switch him out. I forgot who we had on his bench.
On the bench here, Callaway, Gage, T.Y., Marvin Jones, Dillon, and Darrell Williams.
I'd probably go A.J. Dillon over CEH.
Okie dokie. I like that. I think that's a good call. Good to have extra balances. Yep. All right, let's go with your man, Josh, member of the Commish FFP, a huge contributor, obviously, to the playbook. And Ulysses. Let's start with Ulysses first here, going with Herbert, Jonathan Taylor, Fournette, DJ Moore, Kirk, Schultz, Swift, Jimmy G, and the Colts defense. Has a lot of players on bye, so really no other options, to be perfectly honest. Would you go Colts against Jacksonville or Green Bay defense against Seattle? First game with Russ back.
Colts against Jacksonville.
Okay. On the other side here, Josh McDonough, good friend of the show. Prescott, Gibson, Michael Carter, Ayuk, Godwin, Gesicki, Judy, Kyler Murray, and Bills defense. He has McNichols, Emmanuel Sanders, Laviska Shenault, Deontay Smith, Rashad Bateman, and Hunter Henry. Again, nice bench as well. Would you start any of those guys?
You're a big Bateman guy, so
I'm a big Bateman guy. I would go Bateman over Judy.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Okay. All right, that wraps up the Veteran League. Let's take a quick look at the standings. Ulysses still has me by just a handful of points here. Playing very well. He's got me by about 49 points in this league. So technically he's in first, but we're both 7-2. Brady for Prez alone in second place is 6-3. Hayden Zeke, President Mixon, Curly the alternate, all at 5-4. Then you have Lucas Kacer, Hawk Dolladay, no suit for you. Josh the Commish at 4-5. Jay Care alone at 2-7. And Dweez holding up the back here at 1-8. Want to give a quick shout out to one of our sponsors here, and that is Care Factor. And once we get back here, we'll go through the rookie division. Alex Benavides and I will be right back.
Hey, TCK Potters and Fantasy Focus community. Are you looking for options for hair loss? There are many options out there for treating it. However, most products treat the cause, such as DHT, and don't do much to support the growth of new and stronger hair. It's like removing harmful weeds from your lawn, but not doing much to fertilize the grass. That's why the Fantasy Focus and TCK team has partnered with Care Factor. Care Factor saw this problem and focused their research on finding just the right combination of biosynthetic growth factors and an innovative delivery system to promote fuller, stronger-looking hair. So whether you're a listener who suffers from various forms of alopecia or even stress-related hair loss, the Care Factor treatment is the perfect scalp-friendly solution that can help and influence stronger and healthy hair throughout all stages of the hair life cycle. And now, exclusively for TCK listeners, use the promo code TCK at checkout to get 15% off all products at shop.mycarefactor.com. That's shop.mycarefactor.com. Care Factor, skincare for hair.
All right, let's get into the rookie division here. I'm sitting here with Alex Benavides sitting in for Chris Benavides. Let's get into the TCK rookie division. All right, we go to the league here, and we'll go into Drew Reb and the Commish, which, of course, is Broski's squad. You guys are holding it down here. 7-2 in the league, looking real good. Going up against 5-4, Drew Reb, who won the league a couple years ago. Drew going with Bridgewater, Jacobs, Eckler, Tyreek Hill, Thielen, Rudolph on a bye. Woods, Love is still in there, but he'll be out, of course. And then the Chiefs defense. So we need a quarterback, which he doesn't have. So we need a super flex position. And looks like Cook, Crowder, Ingram, McKissick. I know you're a McKissick guy.
Which Cook? Dalvin Cook?
Jared Cook.
Oh, Jared Cook. Yeah, I'll probably go McKissick at the quarterback flex. Maybe I would, if I was him, I would pick up another defense because the Chiefs ain't doing it.
The Chiefs ain't doing it. I agree. All right, let's go with the Commish squad here. Again, doing very well at 7-2. Hurts, Kamara, if he plays, Swift, Justin Jefferson, Godwin, Goddard, Tony Pollard, your boy Jay Herbie, Justin Herbert, and the Patriots defense also has Hubbard, but it looks like CMC's in. Michael Gallup could be eligible this week. Van Jefferson and Noah Fant. Any swaps there for Broski?
No, I think he has the best lineup. I thought he was doing bad like 2 weeks ago. Wasn't that the case?
Nope, crushing it. Huh. he's been smashing this league from the beginning. Now let's be clear here. We have an interesting rule in this league. If the bottom four in the veteran league move down to the rookie league, the top four in the rookie league move up to the veteran league. The bottom eight in the rookie league are swapped out and rinsed out for somebody else. Chris got demoted last year. He was number the ninth slot, the tenth slot, I think. He got pushed down to the rookie league, coming back with a vengeance, Alex. He's been running this league from the beginning in first place currently. Some of those teams in danger, though. T. Banta, 0-9. And then our boy Brad, keeping up for the Joneses, 5-4. Banta going with Mahomes. Elijah Mitchell, James Robinson. Needs a filler for Allen Robinson. Kirk, Schultz, Michael Carter, Big Ben Roethlisberger, and the Denver defense. Let's find a wide receiver mix here. We got Hopkins, Odell Beckham, if he plays, LaVisca Chenault, or A.J. Green.
Probably Hopkins.
Hopkins seems like the easy one. Yes, yeah. I agree. Brad on the other side, Jackson, Jordan Howard, Aaron Jones, Keenan Allen, Jalen Waddle, Dan Arnold, Jerry Jeudy, Cousins, and the Cowboys defense, Mac Jones, Alex Collins, Jamal Williams, Mike Williams, Emmanuel Sanders, Julio Jones, and Gronkowski on the bench. Any swaps there? A lot of names to move around.
Who does he have as the flex?
Flex right now is Jerry Jeudy.
I mean, for me personally, I see a big week from Mike Williams.
Love it. I would actually put Emmanuel Sanders in there as well over Jeudy. Okay, let's go with Bobo here with the X Factor at 4-5 coming back. He was slumping for a while, going against Juan Otts at 6-3. Bobby's got Josh Allen, McCaffrey, Gordon, Cup, Cooper. Love that. Maybe Cooper Cup instead. Higbee, Marvin Jones, Trevor Lawrence, and the Titans defense. He's got Adrian Peterson, Devonta Freeman, Zach Moss, Hilton on the bench. Any swaps for Bobo?
No. Not yet.
Trevor Siemian or Trevor Lawrence?
Trevor Lawrence.
All right. So we move on to Juan Otts here. Matt Ryan, Javonte Williams, Jonathan Taylor, Devonta Smith, Devonte Adams, Kyle Pitts, Deebo Samuel, A.J. Dillon, and the Browns defense. He's got Jacoby Myers, Elijah Moore, and the Carolina defense.
No, it's probably his best bet.
Best bet. I agree. Okay, let's move on to Kelly. Our girl Kelly and Megatron. Battle of the gals here in the league. Megan all the way in the UK playing across the pond. And, of course, our girl Kelly, friend of the TCK pod, contributor and family member of the Commish Fantasy Football brand. Can you give the weekly shout-out to Kelly, please?
Kelly, we appreciate everything you do for us. She kind of holds us to ground level. We get a little bit out of our a little out of hand, right? And Kelly is just kind of the voice. So we appreciate you for that.
I love that. I love that. Shout out to Kelly. She's been doing a great job. And, of course, I think she's starting to guest on more shows.
Yeah.
Love to see that from her. Well done. Well done. Best of luck to both of you ladies. Okay, here we go. Got Carr, Elliott. Nick Chubb, if he plays, A.J. Brown, D.J. Moore, Mark Andrews, Terry McLaurin, Baker Mayfield in the 49ers defense. He's got how about Kelly with Kyle Juszczyk on the bench? Love to see that. Let's see. Damian Harris, Rondale Moore, Zach Ertz are the only bench options. She has a great team.
She does have a good team. I mean, I think if Nick Chubb doesn't play, Damian Harris would be a good filler if he does play. Yeah, I mean, I like Kelly's team for now. I like it a lot.
I agree. Let's go to the other side here. Megatron. Megan's going with Garoppolo, Najee Harris, Dalvin Cook, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Pittman, Conklin, Beasley, Fields on a bye. So we need a quarterback super flex for her and the Colts. So let's get a super flex bye filler. She's got Mitchell, Gainwell, Aguilar, Rager, Ayuk, and KJ Osborne. Without knowing who the quarterbacks are on bye, I would go Ayuk here.
Really? I think I would go with Elijah Mitchell.
Sony Michelle. I'm sorry, I just totally said that wrong.
Then I would go with Ayuk. Yeah,
my bad. I said Mitchell. I'm sorry, I read that wrong. Michelle. So we go Ayuk. All right. Best of luck to both you gals. Okay, Weston and Brad. Weston going with Prescott, Fournette, Gibson, Deontay Johnson, Renfro, Waller, CEH if he plays, Heinicke, and the Ravens defense, and Rashad Bateman on the bench. Don't like to see that, Weston. And Hunter Henry, let's see if we're getting down to the wire here. But I would go Bateman over CEH, even if CEH were to play.
Who does would you go CEH over Gibson?
Oh, God. Not knowing the CEH is going to play, probably not. But if I knew – I mean, we'll know on Sunday. So, yes, I would go CEH over Gibson.
So CEH is in the flex, right?
Yeah.
So would you put CEH in the RB spot and then swap Gibson over Bateman? Or no?
Yes, I would. I would just maybe sit Gibson.
Yeah.
God, that sucks, dude. I don't want to do that. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
It's a terrible matchup, and he's been struggling. So hopefully he gets right off the bye. Okay, and on the other side here, Brad going with Stafford, Singletary, Henderson, Claypool if he plays, Cobb, Kelsey, Callaway, Joe Burrow on a bench. We need another super flex filler, and then the Rams defense. Gio Bernard, Le'Veon Bell, Antonio Brown, Juwan Johnson, and George Kittle. Oh, George Kittle, easy there.
Yep, and Antonio Brown. I mean, if he does play.
Yes. Yeah, a lot of other options there. There's going to be a lot of mix-ups on that one. All right, finally, we got a boy, B-Funk, going up against TCK co-host Jordan Delavalle. B-Funk going with Brady, Bolden, Hines, Metcalf, Evans, Gesicki, Knox, Hollywood Brown, and the Buffalo defense. Landry, Goff, Darrell Williams, Hardman, and the Cardinals defense. Any swaps there, Alex?
Was he have? He has the Bills. No, they have. That's solid.
They got the Jets. Yeah. All right. Jay Della going with Wentz, who we both like. Jay Connor, Patterson, Lockett, Diggs, Freiermuth, Sutton, Tannehill, and the Steelers defense. Also has McNichols, Jeff Wilson, Dearness Johnson could be the starter there for the Browns. Hawkinson and Gage. Hawkinson or Freiermuth? Same game.
Hawkinson.
Hawkinson.
Yeah, I'd go Hawkinson.
All that right. PPR in league
for main reason, Freiermuth could just be a flash in the pan for right now. I mean, I'm not saying he's not going to be obviously great. I mean, he's not going to not do well, but it might just be a quick flash in the pan, but Hawkinson has been consistent.
I agree there. I agree. Okay. That wraps up the breakdowns of the rookie league as well. Take a quick look at the standings. Kamish sitting all alone at the top, nice and lonely up at the top, 7-2. But a lot of competition right below him. 6-3, Juan Otts and Jay Della. And then 5-4, we got Brad Pelkey, Drew Reb, other Brad at 5-4. And then we have a bunch of 4-5s here. We got B-Funk, Kelly and Phoenix, Bobby, Weston, and Megatron. And then Todd Banta, unfortunately, 0-9 down in the cellar. That wraps up the rest of the TCK Pod Listener League roster previews. And Alex, nice and short one, man. We got kickoff of Thursday Night Football. We got a couple comments here. I'm going to get into these quick and we'll get out of here. Hey, from our Twitch family. Twitch family's really been picking up lately. Love to see that. Nice. Should I trade Kamara for McCaffrey? Or is he at too high of a risk of injury? If not him, who should I try to target? I already have Najee Harris.
Should I trade Kamara for McCaffrey? Yes,
they're both an injury risk right now.
Yeah, I know. If I had Kamara, I would trade him for McCaffrey. Yes, I would do that.
I would do that as well. Okay, let's move on here to Sleepies. Want to become famous? Buy followers and viewers on BigFollows.com. Fucking Sleepies, get the hell out of here. Nice try. What up, nice try? Great to hear from you, brother.
I'm surprised you read that all.
Look, man, I don't vet all these comments because we fucking get so many. And I was just like, yo, and look, most of these people are legit. So at least it's not one of these, horribly like vulgar, just asshole comments. So I'll give it to you, Sleepies. At least you got me to read it. Maybe you'll get a contributor there. So well done. All right, everybody. That's a quick one here from Alex Benavides and I for the TCK Listener League roster rundowns. Alex, one more time. Let's rep the commish vibes.
Yeah, go follow us at the Commission FFP, all things podcast platforms, Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. Go check us out at www.thecommissionbrand.com. Go subscribe to the newsletter. It's a quick 5-minute read. Put down a 5-star rating. We don't ask for much, right? And also, while you're at it, go check out the merch. Get yourself a cool hat and a cool shirt.
I love that. Go get some merch from the Commission Brand. We also have some as well. Again, reminder, Sunday morning, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern time. Check us out for 3 hours of Start Sit right here on YouTube. This episode and all episodes have been brought to you by the Bet Online and Believe Podcast Networks. Make sure you give us a like, subscribe, and a follow anywhere you find the Fantasy Football Network, Fantasy Focus Network, and Candlestick Kids Fantasy Football Podcast. Go give a shout-out to our friends at the Commish Fantasy Football Podcast as well. For Alex Benavides and the entire Commish crew, I'm your host, Sky Guasco. Enjoy Thursday Night Football. We are out of here.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.